It is because of the mentality that is vogue at that time that doesn't allow a better thought to be spoken about. An advancement and progress to be spoken about, because we are stuck in some other environment which is not progressive to where we are going. So two important environments that we are fearing at this moment. One is materialism and the other is illicitness and a fahish thought. That means illicitness. Now if you look at the mentality that we have today, when we speak to our own family members or friends, automatically the talk goes on to how much properties we own, which vehicle we are driving, what type of equipment we have in our possession, what clothing we wear, what hairstyles we have. And that individual who is not in order with that, and he is not in that category, he feels abnormal. Or you carrying a phone that doesn't have a GPRS, no color screen. Now he feels odd. Because the importance of having that type of cell phone is so great. And the importance of having those amenities in life is so high in the mind of the Muslim that he even makes another Muslim feel inferior when he doesn't have those things. And the second thing that we always worry about is illicit relationships. The whole environment of the country that we are staying, or the West, is only zina. Wherever you look is zina. Pornography, films, music, that which you get on your cell phones, the glances that we have, everything is around zina. That even if you speak to your child, you're admonishing him about something. Don't waste my money, or don't get involved in a relationship. Now, when a parent speaks to his child, the child thinks, every time my father speaks to me, he only scolds me. Because he knows that I am fighting an environment, something that has overcome all of us at this moment. Now to come out of that, the question is, have we created an alternate environment? The Quran teaches us, before I get to an alternate environment, the Quran teaches us that the environment can become so persuasive that in the time of Lut alayhi salam, people were prone to homosexuality. Up to the extent that became the norm, that a male would look towards another male with shahwa, with desire, to fulfill his sexual urge. And this became the norm of society. Like there are different norms today. Amongst the business people, there are different norms. Now, to get rich, whether it's via riba or non-riba, how do I acquire that wealth, but I have to get there? Sahaba were not worried about riba or non-riba. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam nurtured them that they shouldn't even have debt in their life. Yeah, we're taking an interest debt to come up to the Joneses. And we can take that, go into the universities, the students. You will see their lives, if you don't have that shaitani haircut, you know, the one with the spokes, then you're looking out of place. Go into every sphere of life and see the environment. Before a show comes, before Man United is going to come and play Kaiser Chiefs, the tickets will be sold. Because those who will not be there, they will be deprived. You see that importance, that I was there. And if you wasn't there, you were deprived. In every facet of life, the environment is created that it's important to be there. And if you're not there, then you are deprived. That's how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam nurtured the Sahaba. That if I can give, and if I can't give, I'm deprived. Now you will understand the Quran and the Hadith. and how the Sahaba cried and for what they cried, what they felt happiness and joy from, and what brought sadness to them, compared to what happens to us today. So the environment in the time of Lut alayhi salam was that you had to have this relationship and this mindset that a man must have a desire towards another man. So Lut alayhi salam, mentioned in the Quran, he comes to the people and he says to them, أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ, you go to men, shahwatan, to fulfill your shahwa, min duni nisa, instead of women, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ, you are mad people. They said, no, there's something wrong with you. They said, أَخْرِجُوا آلَ لُوتٍ مِّن قَرْيَتِكُمْ, move this Lut alayhi salam and his followers out of this place. أَخْرِجُوا, take him out. Get rid of him. Why? إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسُ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ, they are chaste. Something wrong with them, they chaste. You see? So an abnormality becomes a normality. And this is one of the signs of Qiyamah also. إِذَا صَارَ الْمُنْكَرُ مَعْرُوفًا, when munkar becomes ma'roof. See? So we have to ask ourselves now, to create an environment, one is to change the environment around us. That is not possible. And that you can take solace from the ayat of the Quran. That Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, if you follow most of the people on the earth, they will lead you astray. So it is an accepted fact that the norm of society is not going to be the correct one. And this will give virtue to those who are on the correct path. So the alternative is to at least make that environment within our homes and our communities. We ask ourselves that in our circle of friends, in our houses, in the house, what is the practical environment that we have in our behavior, in our mannerisms? Do we give importance to that which is sunnah or the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that house? Whether it comes to your worship, ibadat, whether it comes to your social interaction, whether it comes to your appearance, in every facet. A simple thing like a wedding, does it give me more izzat to dress the walls of the hall, or it gives me more izzat to follow the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the most blessed nikah is the one that least expenses are incurred? And then we come to the mental environment. One is the practical environment within your house, within your circles. What do you talk about? Where does all, what shows importance to that individual at the end of the day in our circles? And then we come to the mental. The mental environment is in one house, because the Muslim now scored his first century, so that house will be prone to sports. That my son also must become a national player. And every game that is going to be played anywhere in the world, that house is only on sports. So we must be there for those games. And we take pride that we were there for those games. Others have entertainment. A certain show, yes, we were there. The other show, yeah, we were also there. We can't miss any shows. So what is the overall environment, the mental environment that is made in our homes? What do we consider? Some have education. Education is important. Every child says, I'm going to become this, I'm going to become that. That is the overwhelming mindset in that house, that we all have to become professionals. We all have to become sportsmen. We all have to make a lot of money. We are businessmen. You may have politicians. And the list can go on. We have to ask ourselves, what mindsets, what environments have we created mentally for the children in our houses? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand where we're going, how we're living, and then ask ourselves once again the same question. Why was it so easy for the Sahaba to achieve great feats in deen? And it has become so difficult for us that it's even, in inverted commas, burdensome upon us to read 5 times salah. Whereas you put that same person in a correct environment, if he doesn't have a miswak, he'll start crying, where is my miswak? How can I read a salah without doing the miswak? We have interacted with people like that as well.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Akhir da'wana.